is Peter Tobin introducing... Lux Radio Theatre. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theatre presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. Tonight we bring you The Desperate Hours. The Griffin brothers and Robish break out of prison and hole up in the Hilliard household. The Desperate Hours are the hours during which Dan Hilliard fights to keep his family safe from the half-crazed gang leader. It also tells a taut, tense, and at times a terrifying story of a brave family in the face of great danger. Listen in a few moments to The Desperate Hours, produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Michael McCabe. One of tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation of The Desperate Hours.
Time.
Overslept. Time.
You've got a lovely excuse.
Oh, Tilly, you think so? Quiet night?
If kids stay out of cars and off motorcycles, we'd soon be out of jobs around here.
You should have known better when you chose to be a deputy sheriff rather than a long-distance lorry hauler. Mm-hmm. What's this?
Federal prison break. Terre Haute. None of our concern.
When did it come in?
Hours ago. The three of them busted out sometime before dawn.
Why didn't you call me?
Call you? Why?
Give Lieutenant Frederick, State Police. Terre Haute is only 70 miles away. They could have walked here by now. And turn that lousy noise off!
Music just doesn't sound like music anymore. Ralphie, you left your bike outside all night again.
Well, it didn't rain.
Well, it's not going to rain today either, but you're going to put it in the garage before you go to school.
Cindy, it's 8:30.
I'm going to bring a girdle, Pete.
Girdle? Girdle? Ellie, can a 20-year-old child with a figure like
it's Cindy... It's a joke, Dan.
Ain't love disgusting?
Don't say ain't.
In half a minute, she'll come prancing down and start urging me to hurry.
Drink your milk, Ralphie. Do you have time for another cup of coffee, Dan?
Oh, if Carl's only knew how I hated him.
Where's Dad? What was he shouting at me?
What does he shout every morning at 8:30?
He shouts, it's 8:30.
You win the fairy doll.
Okay. Time.
Dad? Why did the Moran lock his father in the refrigerator?
Ralphie, do I have to answer that one?
Because he liked cold pop. Well, why don't you laugh?
I laughed. What do you want me to do, roll on the floor?
Bye, Mom.
Bye, darling.
Bye, everybody.
So long, Greenwich. I hope Chuck Wright doesn't even notice your new dress.
Fail in geography, will you, Pet?
Mr. Pet to you.
Ralphie, your bicycle. Bye, Dad. Bye, Mom.
There she goes. To work. In Chuck Wright's sports coupe. Do you know that girl asked me yesterday whether or not I thought I didn't lead a pretty dull kind of life? Oh, she's coming with me. I'm honored. What's happened to Chuck? Look, I'm going to be late. See you, Ellie.
Phew.
Sorry to bother you, ma'am, but it looks like I lost my way. Could you kindly direct me to Bolton Dairy?
I've seen the sign, but there are no dairies very close. You see, this is a residential...
Take it easy, lady. Get in there, Robish.
What are you...
Easy, I said. Move. There's the room there. Yes, Green, and the kid owns that bike out there. I'll come home and find you. Now pull up, lad. You there, Hank?
I'll clear out back. Lincoln in the garage, almost new. Garage lock broken.
I'll take the keys to the Lincoln now, lady.
Keys?
Lady, when I talk to you, snap. Snap fast. What are you doing in there, Robish? Taking a bath?
No, nobody home but a missus. The old man's got 5 suits up there. 5. How'd you like that, huh?
Rooms? Up.
3.
You want money? My purse, you take it. Anything. Just leave.
Not so fast, lady.
Boy, my gut's growling.
We heard it.
Where'd you keep the liquor, lady?
Robish, get in there and keep your eyes peeled that side of the house.
I ain't had me a drink in 18 years.
Rumpish, you don't hear so good. It's a kind of library. Improve your mind.
Great job's in the garage. Lincoln's ready in the driveway. She's low on gas.
Upstairs, Hank.
I don't like it. I don't like none of it.
Hey, Hank. Rumpish don't like it. After them hard bunks and the concrete floors.
Tell him to lump it.
The kid says lump it, Rumpish. There's a box there in the table. Go make yourself sick and a good cigar.
Oh, great. Couple of brothers. I should know better. Ain't one of them dry behind the ears yet.
What do you want?
What did you find?
This. Hardware. Nice, ain't it?
Now, lady, I ask you, is that nice? Guns can kill you, no. Nasty things to keep around the house. Still, what Robies don't know about don't hurt no one. Now, lady, do you think you can talk on the phone without bursting into tears?
Who do you... want me to call?
I always go for a gal with guts. And that's who we're gonna call. A gal with real guts. Person to person. Mr. James calling Mrs. James. Atlantic 6338.
Yeah, I got that. Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Avalon Hotel, Pittsburgh. Yeah, thanks, Dutch.
Bart?
Yeah.
Stop me if I'm out of line, but what's this to you, personally?
You've heard of the first law of the jungle, haven't you, Tom?
They're smart cookies, Bard. Why is it our affair?
Look, do me a favor. All I've heard since early this morning is how wise these rats are. I'm up to here with it.
Where are they getting their clothes from?
Well, my theory is they're running around naked so nobody will notice them. Deputy Bard, yeah? Yeah. Okay. Ellen Lasky checked out of the Avalon Hotel last night. Yeah. Yeah, sure, thanks. Okay, let's try anything. Where is that stolen gray car?
What if this joker gets suspicious? I mean, a gray car parked right in his own garage.
Can it, Rubbish? Really? You said 5:45.
The traffic may be heavy.
Hey, Glenn. Black coupe just turned in the driveway. Okay. Just let him come on in. Right now.
I'm home. Mom, we're back. How's it been?
That's it.
I'm right in, Redhead. We got the old lady, sis. There, that's been real sensible.
How long have these animals been here?
Ellie, whose car is that?
The gun's loaded, Pop. Now lock that door. Please.
Ellie.
I'm all right, Dad.
The door, Pop.
The driveway ain't blocked, Glenn.
The house is crawling with them, Dad.
Glenn Griffin.
I'll take that, Dad. Lots of people heard of me. They always use the same lousy picture.
You fire that thing, you'll have the whole neighborhood here.
I don't want nobody hurt. What do you want, Pop?
That's what I want, too. And that's what you're depending on, isn't it? Look, why my house?
I like the location. The bike park and the nice lawn. I like suckers with kids.
They've done nothing, Dan.
How long?
Midnight. Maybe sooner.
A friend's coming with money, Dan.
Let's get one thing straight. Any police lights show out there, you folks get it first. Gives you a funny feeling, don't it? Me, I get it all the time.
If you got the same money you're waiting for, sooner...
I had me a look at your bankbook, Hilliard. It won't work that way.
Hey, wait, let this joker talk. He's using his brains.
We're waiting for Helen, Rubbish. Why should me and the kid risk our neck so you can get some lousy copper knocked off, huh?
Go spill your guts somewhere else.
What do I care who busted your stinking jawbone?
I'll bust yours in a minute if it planned.
Kid coming up drive.
Okay.
Walking.
Don't pull anything. I could kill any of you just for kicks.
You gotta let me explain to Ralphie.
I gotta do nothing. You learn to take orders now, Pop.
Get down there, Hank. Open the door and lock it again. Fast.
Hey, what? Dad? What?
Ralphie, it's all right.
Don't you know who's the big boss around here, huh? Griffin's the big boss. He's the big shot.
No, it ain't gonna be like this. Not like this. Rubbish. Get out of here.
Okay, mister. I'll fix you. Oh, my gut's growling again.
You, redhead. Get the kid and the old lady out of here.
Hey. Mom. What are these men? What are they doing?
Shh, Ralphie. I'll tell you.
Where do we keep the rat poison?
Stay in there and shut that door. One thing, Pop. They got a gun in the house.
No. We don't have one.
Show him, Hank.
There. Thought for a minute you was planning on lying to me.
You pull any of that muscle stuff again, Pop, and I'm going to let Robish work you over. After that, you ain't going to know what happens to the others.
Griffin, hands off.
Don't talk up to me, Hilliard.
If one of you touches any of us again, I can't promise what'll happen. I don't know what I'll do. Can't you understand that, you half-baked squirt? I'll make you use that gun, Griffin, so help me. We're done for then, but so are you. Won't matter then whether your friend gets here or not.
Helen Askey's been spotted.
Where?
Heading west from Pittsburgh on US 40.
West?
Yeah, driving slow and careful. Ought to be here around 11 or 12 tonight. Keeping me paged.
Looks like your hunch is coming off, Bart.
Yeah.
She's coming this way. Then they're here someplace.
They're homing pigeons, Tom. Homing pigeons.
Okay, they're pigeons. You're an owl. I'm sleepy.
Sleepy, Ralphie?
Dad, they're not so tough.
Yeah, but we can't lick them, Ralphie.
I've been thinking. I could climb out of the window of Cindy's room and get across the porch.
Ralphie... They'd shoot your mother and your sister. And you'd be the reason.
You're scared.
No, of course I'm not. Yeah, I'm scared, Ralphie. Sometimes it's better to be scared. Well, you're not to leave this room tonight. You hear me, Ralphie? Now go to sleep.
Now you tell me, Spitfire. Who was it on the phone?
His name's Chuck, and he's coming here tonight. I listened in on the extension.
I tried to stall.
He wants her to go dancing.
Okay, the redhead goes dancing.
What?
Hello, Pop. The gas is low on that fancy buggy of yours. Go fill her up and check on the battery and oil.
You ain't letting them both out.
That's right, Robish. Oh. Pop's cute, so's the Spitfire here. They know there ain't no future for the kid and the old lady if they try to get smart.
Okay, so everybody's gone nuts, here, but give me some liquor.
No. No, no liquor.
This time the old man's right, Robish.
You're letting this joker give the orders, huh?
Nobody's given me orders. Never again. Pop, make it a bourbon, bonded. When the boyfriend calls for the Spitfire, she goes with him. All nice and normal.
And I got me a real thirst. Real one.
Everything's chiming, kid. Told you I'd fix you up in style, huh?
You know something, Glenn? I never had a date in my life.
Malted milks, hot dogs at a drive-in.
Maybe.
You got it coming, kid. Soon now. All the babes you can handle.
Babes like Helen?
Yeah, like Helen. What's the matter with Helen?
She's a tramp.
That tramp ain't coming. Just hold on to your hat, Bard. Helen Lasky ain't coming. She jumped the lights on the outskirts of Columbus. Patrol car gave chase.
I don't believe it.
Mistake, that's all.
You don't make mistakes with a mind like Glenn Griffin.
She still got to contact him wherever he is. All we can do is wait.
Wait. Wait. Wait. Wait!
Okay, miss. Okay. You're back. Just go on up there now and get your beauty sleep.
Have fun, sweetie, parking with a boyfriend, huh? Lift your arms, baby. I'm going to search you personal.
Griffin!
Get away from her, Robish.
Pretty little gal might try and sneak a gun in.
Do you want to have to use that gun of yours, Griffin?
Get her away, Robish! Oh, everybody's giving me orders.
Okay, Robish, that's enough. Go to bed, miss.
Where did she get that gun?
Hank! Thank you, Hank.
Who's showing him that?
Turn it on me, huh? On your old pal, Robish. Oh, great. Turn it on a pal. Okay, you wait. Y'all wait.
It ain't safe to touch the women.
Thank you.
Get to bed. Glenn, where's Robish going to?
Oh, no. What's that lunkhead? He wouldn't try and get out.
Cover him, Hank. I gotta stop that fool.
Dad?
Stay up there, Ellie. Here. Cindy. What's the matter, honey? You sick?
No.
Cindy. What's the matter?
Don't move, mister. I'll blow a hole through you.
Look, my child's sick. You got any decency left in you?
You're trying to pull something.
Cindy!
It's all right, miss. All right. You're just scared, I guess, Hilliard. Just scared, that's all. No need to be scared, miss. No need to...
You bit me, you... Ellie, get on the phone. Cindy, open the front door. Get away from the windows, everybody. Keep...
Dan, don't! For heaven's sake, don't, Dan! Ralphie's not in the house!
Operator. Operator. This is your operator. Your call, please.
Cindy, take your mother to a room. If you hear a shot, make that call.
We don't know, Hilliard. They find the brat in a ditch. Toss out the gun.
Let the boy come in first.
Gun, then kid. That order.
I tried, Dad.
So did I. Go up to your mother now.
Hank! The drove us inside by the back way!
Less than an hour. You couldn't wait. I had to put Robich on ice for a while, Pop, because he wouldn't learn it was running things around here. I guess I gotta learn you, too. Quick.
What's that, Glenn?
Hello. Put her on. Yeah. This is Mr. James. Put her on. Hi, doll. Where are you? Get this. That stuff you're carrying, put it in an envelope and take down this address.
Get back in there and shut that door.
Daniel C. Hilliard. Got that? Daniel C. Hilliard. Yeah, I said envelope. Make sure you get this good doll. Daniel C. Hilliard.
He had his hands up, trying to surrender. After he had plugged one of the best darn cops ever walked. While Jerry was lying there twisting and screaming with a bullet in the nerve, then Griffin throws out his empty gun and steps out. Only I didn't let him get away with it. One crack. Right in that grinning face of his.
If we find him, you've no right to kill him unless it's the only way to stop him.
Sure. Send him back to that cardboard prison so he can start all over again.
No choice, Jess. Unless you want to become just like him. That case, he wins anyway. What about food?
Who was that on the phone, Griffin?
Tell you in the morning, Pop. After breakfast.
After breakfast? You tell me now.
What's another day, Pop? Go get some shut-eye.
They're not going.
Oh, no, Dad. No.
Yeah, they are going.
You promised, Dan. You promised.
Ellie. Don't tie my hands. They're tied enough already.
If you go down there now, something terrible is going to happen. I know.
How can we go on sitting on top of a volcano?
Dan, you've got to lie down. I'm telling you.
You're not telling me what to do. What are we doing? Ellie, what are we doing? How can he know that scum down there? How can he know how to do this? A boy who never loved anyone in his life.
Lie down, Dan. Please, just rest.
You ever heard of a bird called Circle of Ohio? 19 miles south of Columbus. Them dumb coppers might be tracing cars out of Columbus, but not out of no jerk town like Circleville.
We'd be better off any place except here.
It can't be nowhere else but here. With that much dough in this town, I can have that copper put in ice for good. Hank, I need the money Helen's bringing to pay for Jess' body to put away for keeps. You didn't lay in that bed, pain twisting right down to your gut, eating that slop through a tube. For pretty soon there ain't nothing in your mind but the face of the guy that done it. Me with my hands up, tossing up my gun, and the crumb walking up and clouting me. I can still hear the way the bone cracked. Me with my hands up.
He had his hands up after he had plugged Jerry. Stepped out of that hotel doorway, grinning.
Eat your grub.
Want to be late for that time clock, Pop. Lady, that was a whole heap of breakfast.
Why do you go on torturing my husband? It's some kind of cruel, inhuman, sadistic game with you. You're playing a game.
Ellie. Whose family getting tough this morning?
I'm not leaving this house today.
You don't know who's running it yet. You stay, we stay. We ain't leaving till we get that dough. And the dough's in a letter addressed to you at your office. You see, we don't want no federal men tracing anything up to your front door here, do we? See, Pop, I'm thinking of you.
I'll get your coat, Dan. It's cold.
I can get my own coat.
Maybe I'd like to get it for you.
You and your fancy carpet and your big lawn and your lousy, snazzy car.
I've worked hard for that carpet and this house and that car. Just because you hate the world.
Oh, Dan. Careful now. Oh, I know. I say that every morning of the world, don't I?
Woo-hoo.
What's so funny? I don't see nothing so funny. You should break your neck laughing.
I'll laugh when I feel like it. You don't have nothing to say about it, that right? That right, Hank?
I never had nothing to say about anything.
Now, you, Pop, get out of here. You too, Redhead. Have a nice day. Everything normal.
Griffin, I understand you now because you've made me like you. I'm telling you this. If any harm comes to anybody in this house, I'm gonna kill you. If it takes my whole life, Griffin, I'm gonna kill you. Do you understand that?
Pop, you're a regular comedian.
And if not you, Griffin, your brother.
You come near Hank and I...
That's the deal, Griffin. That's the deal. You've turned me into your kind of animal now.
He hauls away the trash.
He's gone for the trash, Glenn.
Okay, lady. Go pay him. Back door.
Oh, my gut's growling.
Knock it off.
I'll just make out a check.
You always pay by check?
Yes, my husband says it's not safe to keep money in the house.
Hank, get upstairs with the brat. Go on, go on. Pay him, get him off the property.
Hey, what if that geezer sees something?
Hey, the car! The car's in the garage. Why the...
We might get nosy.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Goodbye.
I see.
Get up! I'm listening for the truck. Hank! You watching?
Sure, Steve.
What?
Glenn, he's snooping around the garage, Glenn.
Mr. Patterson wouldn't suspect anything.
Shut up!
He's up on these doors looking through the window.
Griffin, what's going on? That kink out.
Shut up!
There.
I'm trying to think.
Just woke up and down, Glenn. Go to the truck now.
He only takes trash from the containers alongside the garage.
He must have wrote down the license of our car.
Fork over that gun, Griffin. I can hop on the back of the truck. Come on.
Yeah. We can't take the chance.
I'm sure
Glenn,
you
listen. Think.
You want that kink to go to the coppers, kid?
Take the gun, rubbish.
Yeah, thanks. My head feels better already.
Get it over with. Call me on the phone. Hilliard can bring you back.
Use your head for a change. Just said my head feels better already.
He knows nothing. Oh, poor old man. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
You would never have hurt a fly. Who'd want to pump three slugs in the back of an innocent old guy like that? 63 years old, half crippled with arthritis, wouldn't hurt a fly.
Killed by a .38, Frederick said.
Yeah, sure, I know. Who'd want to kill an old guy like that? I guess I know who, even if I haven't a reason yet. The prison guard at Terre Haute.
Sure, there's only one .38 in the state.
More news. Let me have it, Tom.
Yeah?
Details of the stuff in the old guy's pocket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just... Hold it! Automobile number written on piece of paper amongst the checks made out to Claude Patterson.
What?
He might have just got one quick glance. Who knows? Maybe he... Look at the number!
Yeah.
He might have heard the number of that gray car on the radio.
Or he might have seen it.
But if you change that 3 to an 8, you got it? Old man like that, his eyes, you know.
Yeah, or there was mud on a plate.
Jess, if you change that 3 to an 8, you got it.
Just for a while, we're gonna change that 3 to an 8. We're gonna pretend he saw that license. Tom, those checks. Get Fredericks to have them sent over here. We'll start working backwards. Names, addresses, telephone numbers, where they work, everything. Yeah. Any bets? Any bets now the gray car's not in the neighborhood? Dutch, Bard here. Give me a city map sent in and a city directory. Now, if we can only get to him before any other innocent citizen stumbles across their path.
Glenn, this is going on too long.
Rubbish. Did you get that piece of paper out of the old guy's pocket?
I couldn't. He jumped out of the truck.
You stupid!
He didn't get far. What are you worried about?
I'll take that 38 now, Rubbish.
I kind of like the feel of it.
Get on the back door.
Get on the back door yourself, Griffin. Cannon.
Griffin, the money didn't come today to the office.
Figure it out, Pop. You're so smart. Tomorrow.
Claire.
Tomorrow?
What's one more night? You, redhead. You didn't feel like blabbing to the boyfriend, did you?
I felt like it, but I didn't. I'll explain it to you the night you take your walk to the electric chair.
There's ways of shutting that pretty face of yours, redhead.
If you didn't tell him, what's the boyfriend doing driving past the house out there? Slow.
If you pulled a fast one, Spitfire...
Glenn, listen.
Let me think, will you?
Glenn, you're not going to stop coming to the door.
Yella, Hank.
Yeah, okay. Yella, they're not going to stop coming to the door.
Just can't walk up to the front door. Here they are, holed up in the house somewhere. We can't walk up to the door.
This, my friend, was brought into the city police station during the noon hour.
Uh-huh.
The bellhop's given at least 6 different descriptions of the man who tipped him $5 to deliver it.
Yeah. To the police. Innocent people will be in the house or automobile with the fugitives you want. If you shoot, you'll be responsible for taking the lives of people who've done no harm. Any attempt to trace this letter will only endanger the lives of the members of my family.
He knows something's up. Glenn, I've had it. That old man with the trash and now this guy in the sports car out there going up and down, up and down.
I've had it. What does that mean?
Glenn, I ain't going to the chair because that ape got trigger happy.
Tomorrow, Hank, tomorrow after we get the dough.
It won't do you no good in the death house.
I gotta pay Flick to take care of Bart, don't I?
I'm going, Glenn. By myself.
Listen, you little yellow punk. You do what I tell you.
Not anymore, Glenn. Not anymore.
Hank, I don't advise you to leave here alone.
Listen, don't duck out me, kid. You can't. It's always been you and me, Hank. Please, you and me, Hank. Listen, without you, I...
Come with me, Glenn. Okay, I'm going. I'll take the girl's coupe.
They could trace my license in 10 minutes.
Okay, miss. I can get a car anyplace. I won't take yours, Miss Cindy.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Now you want the redhead. Ain't I always learned you, Hank? You want something, you take it.
You take your filthy hands off her. Your brother knows it's not that simple, Griffin.
Oh, make it that simple. Hank gets what he wants.
I doubt it, Glenn. I doubt it. I ever will.
Nothing better happened.
to him. Nothing. Or you'll all get it. Get it good. You got at him, Pop, didn't you?
Clickety-click, you got at him.
You and your lousy house. That redhead swishing our fancy skirts. That brat up there, playing smart. Well, now I'm going to advise you, Pop. You're going to show that brat up there we ain't playing cowboys and Injuns. You're going to give him a real old-fashioned lesson.
We don't do things that way in this house, Griffin.
This house? This house? I got my guts full of this house. Romish, how'd you like to show Hilliard how it's done?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing better to do.
Okay, Romish. Thrash the lights out of that
boy. I'll do it.
Let's hear him bawling, Hilliard, loud and clear. My old man, use a belt.
I hope they get your brother. I hope they kill him.
That happens, lady, you all get it. I don't hear nothing, Hilliard.
Then hang take your gun, Dad. There's only one gun
Alfie,
now.
Listen. No matter what you think now, no matter what names you call it, you gotta do what I tell you. Ralphie, listen, I want you to cry.
Huh?
Do you hear me, Ralphie? Ralphie, son. Please, please do what I say now.
Hey, you want some help up there, didn't you?
Ralphie. What's your business, Mr. Wright?
Attorney. Swiss Hellman Edwards, Circle Tower Building.
What have you been up to the last hour or so, cruising around in circles? You scouting for those rats, Wright?
What rats?
Let's not be cagey, kid. Makes me suspicious. Here. Take a look at the headlines. We know they're here somewhere. Hold up one of those nice houses where... What's up, boy?
Nothing. Just my girl. She lives there, that's all.
You know something? What's her name?
Name's Allen. Constance Allen.
Whole thing's just blown wide open, Bart.
Yeah.
City policeman just caught Hank Griffin trying to steal a car. He decided to shoot it out.
Killed.
The gun the boy was carrying. It was registered in the name of Hilliard. Daniel C. Hilliard.
Just like that. Eleanor Hilliard wrote a check to Claude Patterson this morning. You still say your girl's name is Constance Allen, kid? Throw a cordon on the Hilliard house, Tom. Call Fredericks and Dutch. Get Carson to stand by two alert.
You can't move in. You can't. Think of it.
Get out now, kid, please.
Deputy, if someone could sneak in there with a gun, it...
This is police work, son. Stay clear.
I didn't realize, honest. Didn't show me the paper. I knew something was wrong with the way Sidney was acting. I was worried. But I never guessed that... No. They are in. Listen. There are only two of them in there now. If I get
in... Will you get out of here?
What are you going to do?
What the sweet Hades...
The boy's got a good question, Bart.
A darn good question. But you knew the answer.
Well, let's get on with it. Let's get up there.
Here, that rope is taking extension.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Hilliard speaking. Yes, Carl? I'll be right down.
The money's arrived. Special delivery at the store.
How come it wasn't Hank on the phone?
I'll go and get it. Just get my coat.
You heard?
Yes. Less than an hour. I can't believe it. Dan, what's the... Dan, look at me. What are you planning? Dan, tell me. My blood stopped, Dan.
There are only 3 bullets left in that gun down there.
I'm going to scream.
No, you're not.
Dan, what do you mean?
I'm going to force Robish to use those bullets.
Use them? How?
On me.
Dan, no! No matter how much you want to kill Griffin...
There's no other way. Darling, you've got to face this with me. Griffin hates me. I can't explain it. Every hour, some new hole appears in him. He's cracking up, Ellie. Nobody knows what a mind like that will turn to. Which one of us... We're no better off when I get the money, don't you see?
All I see is one thing. We're not saved if you die. Oh, please, darling Dan. You're the hub. It all revolves around you, if anything. Dan, we can't let them panic us now.
Get going!
Everything's blurred again. A minute is all so sharp. Sharp, clear.
Where's Hilliard? I can't get any news on the lousy radio. Come on, Hilliard! Come on, where's the redhead?
She's in her room. The door's locked. We ain't blowing till we get that dough, Hilliard.
The redhead goes along with Hilliard. She takes the dough to Lombardi's Grill, South Illinois Street. She sits down, has a drink. A man sits down with her.
Then what, Griffin?
She hands over 2 grand.
What? Man and a girl just come out of the Hilliard house. Going to a black coupe.
Hilliard and his daughter. They're getting cocky now, aren't they? Letting them out 2 at a time.
Yeah, well, we know where they're going because of the phone tap.
Yeah.
But they know we're hogtied so long as we sit up here in the attic of the house next door.
We gotta move in, Bard. There's gonna be blood.
There's only 2 more of them in that house today.
The guys, wife and kid.
Yeah.
Fredericks, you hear me? Hilliard and his daughter. Don't pick them up. Okay? Repeat. Don't pick him up.
We just got another telephone report.
Yeah.
The man they're going to meet is called Flick. Lombardi Grill. Information through the Hilliard phone tap.
Fredericks, get Dutch to put a city detective on the Lombardi Grill. Have him pick up the man and the girl.
It's going to be colder tomorrow. Clear skies, but a whole heap colder. A lot of wind. But I sure hope there's no more rain.
Clear skies tomorrow. Much colder with brisk winds tomorrow and Sunday. No more rain is predicted for the Indianapolis area. But better dig out your winter overcoat because...
He's okay. I know he's okay.
Griffin, I seen someone moving out there by the garage.
Hank's
okay. Do you hear me?
Hank's okay, Robish. I know he is. I feel it deep down in here.
Griffin, I'm trying to tell you something. I seen something out there. Ain't you listening to nothing no more? Griffin!
If anything had happened, it would have been in the news. Everything's chiming. Hank's on his way to Helen.
Any copper puts his face in here, I blow up the whole lousy house!
Where's Hilliard?
You let him out. How do we know what he's doing?
Where's Hilliard now?
Jess, Hilliard's on his way upstairs.
Yeah?
Tread easy now. This gentleman's had it. Another thing, too. Chuck Wright's in the house. There's another gun in there now. Maybe because we waited too long.
Evening, Mr. Hilliard. Name's Bard, Deputy Sheriff Marion County. I received your letter.
I didn't write you any letter.
Sorry, we know everything, Mr. Hilliard. Young Griffin's dead. He had your gun. Mr. Flick is being arrested right now, Lombardi Grill. I'll let your daughter out, okay?
You fool! You darn
easy,
stupid...
Easy, Mr. Hilliard. Take hold of yourself. If these two men get away with
it... I don't care about that. My wife and son. Heaven help us, they come first.
I can't let you go back in there, Mr. Hilliard.
Until they get this money, they're not coming out.
Then we move in.
You better have the whole picture. Charles Wright is in the house.
Chuck?
Yeah, we believe he's armed. We couldn't prevent it.
Take your men away. Your searchlights, your guns, take them all away.
We were trying to help you, Mr. Hilliard. I'll give you 10 minutes from the time you walk through that door. Shortly after you're inside, we'll give them the telephone signal they're waiting for. You've got 10 minutes. It's on your shoulders. You want a gun, Mr. Hilliard?
No.
Thanks. They search you when you come in, huh? Good luck, sir.
I've changed my mind.
Gun?
Please. Empty it, please.
Empty?
You're crazy?
Maybe I am crazy. Only a crazy man would go in there with an empty gun. Griffin doesn't think I'm crazy.
Come on. You're crazy or something, Pop? Where's the dough?
I don't have it. I told you.
What's he talking about? I told you to bring that dough here.
Who are you kidding, Pop?
I'll take the dough, Hilliard.
What'd you say, Robish? I didn't hear you.
Where'd you get that gun? He brought a gun in. You crazy, Hilliard.
And the money, too. Cute. Flick's got his dough. We got dough, too. Everything's chiming.
Let's go.
Leave it, Robish.
Well, that takes care of Bard.
Time to break up, housekeeper.
Let's move. We gotta have a dame in that car, Griffin.
Cover him, Robish.
Okay.
Get that rat ready. We're going on a little picnic. Come on, you want me to...
What the... Chuck, look out!
Lousy Tupper!
Stay there, Ellie!
You out there? I got one of you coppers! Who wants it now?
It's Robish. Somebody pushed him out the front door.
He's heading for the car. Get him, Jess.
5 minutes.
Hilliard might be dead.
Hilliard! Do you need us? Hilliard! Hilliard! Can you hear me?
I flopped it, didn't I?
Hold fire out there. Ellie, get this boy some help. Let me have the gun. You won't need it, son.
Ralphie!
Ralphie's okay. Ralphie! Come on down, son.
I'm with him, Hilliard.
No! Dan! Dan!
I couldn't do anything else. I'm
still gonna make it. I'm still gonna pull it off. You better forget about that gun, Hilliard. The brat's here, in front of me. One wrong move, I plug him. There. He don't need my arms around him now. He moves. His head gets all blown off. Understand, brat?
Dan!
Ralphie, have I ever lied to you?
This man can't hurt you, Ralphie.
Can't I? Feel this in the back of your neck, kid. Cold steel. You'd look a nasty mess.
Oh, Dan, please, no, Mr. Griffin. Anything, please. Please, not Ralphie.
Do exactly as I tell you, Ralphie. Because that gun is not loaded. Stop bluffing, Hilliard. It has no bullets in it, Ralphie. Do you understand that?
You're lying. You wouldn't have brought it here.
Ralphie, run!
Griffin! Someone! With your hands up! No gun!
Go out, Ellie.
Dan.
Do as I say.
Dan.
I won't be long. Why don't you say something? Clickety, clickety, click. Say something.
It ain't gonna be like this. Hank's waiting.
Griffin, your brother's not waiting anywhere. He's dead. Full of police bullets. Dead.
You're lying. Lying. I don't believe you. Go ahead. Shoot. Get it over with.
You don't like waiting. I've waited for hours. All of us, like years. All night. 2 days.
Get it over with.
You ain't got it in you.
I've got it in me. You put it there.
Then go ahead.
Hurry up! Can you hear me? Your wife's here! And the boy! They're both safe!
You ain't got it in you.
You're right. Thank heavens. Now get out of my house.
I'm getting out. Only I'm taking Hank along. You hit me for the last time, Pop. I'm taking Hank along. And you ain't ever going to see either of us ever again. You can sit here in your lousy house and rot. I hated this crummy choice the day I was born.
Get out!
We'll show them, Hank!
He asked for it, Jess. He acted like he was begging for it. You going over there?
In a little while.
You feel all right?
Just maybe a little disgusted with the human race.
Including Hilliard?
No, Tom. Not including Hilliard.
World's full of Hilliards.
Tonight's presentation of The Desperate Hours. You heard Brian O'Shaughnessy as Jess Bard, Anne Courtnage as Eleanor Hilliard, Tony Jay as Dan Hilliard, Angus Neal as Glenn Griffin, Michael Mayer as Hank Griffin, and Hal Orlandini as Robish. Others in the cast were Norman Blem, Annabel Linder, Elwin Morris, and Roger Spence. The Desperate Hours was adapted and produced for Lux Radio Theater by Michael McCabe.